Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Framingham, a father and son, recently reunited after 30 years apart, are just getting to know each other. The two were separated after surviving a 1982 massacre in Guatemala. Last night, together, they faced an audience at Harvard. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has their story.
In the 1980s, the Guatemalan military massacred tens of thousands of Mayans. Oscar Ramirez may have been saved because of his fair skin and his green eyes. 3 decades later, Oscar led his father, Tranquilino Castañeda, down the stairs at the Kennedy School of Government. Both are survivors of the massacre at Dos Erres, a village in Guatemala. Until last year, neither knew of the existence of the other. Last night's conference at the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy brought together father and son and some of the people who, over the years, were instrumental in bringing them back together. One of them was human rights worker Aura Elena Farfan. She spoke of a boy they had found who had survived the massacre. And he brought up another boy. And he talked about Oscar, who had been adopted by one of the people who had raided Dos Erres, Farfan said. Oscar's mother was murdered, but his father, Tranquilino, had survived because he happened to be out of town the day the soldiers showed up. After the massacre, he found the bodies of 8 of his children. He assumed the 9th had been thrown down the village well, like so many other victims. When Guatemalan prosecutors tracked down Oscar in the United States, forensic anthropologist Freddy Peccarelli, who grew up in New York after his father fled Guatemala, traveled to Massachusetts to gather a DNA sample.
So we drove up to this little town called Framingham, which I've never heard of before. And I have to admit, it wasn't easy. I'm a Yankee fan, and it was difficult. You know, my initial thoughts were, I can't believe I'm in Massachusetts about to take a sample from a survivor, a possible survivor, from a massacre in Dos Erres.
Later, in Guatemala City, Peccarelli met with Tranquilino. He gave him the news that they had found his son.
Now remember, he thought his 9 kids and his wife were killed. He had no idea that the news we were about to give him is that one of his kids was still alive. And we told him, and the first thing he said was, they only killed 8. It's huge. I mean, if you really think about it.
Oscar is an undocumented immigrant in the U.S. Now that he knows that he's the survivor of a massacre, he's applied for political asylum. His father, Tranquilino, has been granted a visa to the U.S. on condition that he give talks like the one at Harvard last night. But he'd been in the U.S. only 2 days. When it came time for father and son to speak, they couldn't find the words. Do you want to say a few words? Oscar asked his father. Don't you want to say? I don't want to. No, you go, said Tranquilino. Well, the only thing I have to say, said Oscar, is that right now we're very happy to be together once again. Moments later, the father wanted a smoke, and the two slipped away from the conference in their honor. Overwhelmed, they did not come back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
The story, What Happened at Dos Erres, was first told on This American Life on WBUR at noon on Saturdays and at 1 p.m. on Sundays.